Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is May the 25th, 2018. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 161 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about EFL teaching. I'm going to be starting a new series today, which I will call 25 Years of EFL Teaching. And obviously, I'm completing 25 years of EFL teaching right now, so I want to share some of my experiences and talk a little bit about my career, the things I have learned, and so on and so forth. So today, as it's the first episode of this new series, I'm going to start by talking about my career, and I'm going to divide my career in three different moments. So I'm going to talk about three different stages in my career. And the kind of materials I had to deal with, the kind of technology I had to deal with in each of the three stages. So the first stage was basically about 10 years long, and from 1993 when I started teaching up to 2003. This first stage was basically marked by teaching English in different language schools and using a lot of textbooks, and in terms of technology, dealing with cassette tapes, believe me or not, and even VHS tapes. Maybe some of you don't even know what those are, but just Google those and cassette tapes, that's C-A-S-S-E-T-T-E tapes and VHS tapes, and then you will know what I'm talking about. Back then in the 90s, the internet was not popular in Brazil yet, at least in the early 90s. And even after it started becoming more popular, let's say 94, 95, there were very few materials available online that you could download for free and stuff like that. Even downloading stuff was not very easy back then because of the connections. They were not very fast, so it was difficult to download stuff. Imagine downloading a song. When I started downloading songs back in the mid-90s, I would say 95 or 96, wow, it took ages to download one song. Nowadays, you simply go to YouTube and you click the play button and you're watching the video. So that gives you an idea of how different it was back then in the early 90s. So I started teaching in different language schools, and basically I think three or four language schools these 10 initial years. And the classes there were revolved around the textbook, you know, the contents of the textbook, which now, if I compare to what I do now, is completely different. It doesn't mean I don't use textbooks nowadays, but it's a whole new, completely different way to deal with textbooks and to move on with the content. Yeah, I remember we used to have, like in one term, we used to have a number of classes, or let's say around 50 hours of classes per term, and we had to cover a bunch of units. I don't know, depending on the book, some books had longer units, and basically it all revolved around that, about covering the content and basically the grammar content. Sometimes we also worried a bit, we teachers, we also worried a bit about vocabulary. So preparing the students for a test they would have to sit at the end of the term. That was the main goal. And if you think about it nowadays, my beliefs, if I think about it at least nowadays, my beliefs related to how people learn or how people, retain vocabulary and remember things and stuff has nothing to do with what I used to think back then. So, but then again, that was the beginning of my career, and you learn with new experiences and you see different people learning in different ways. People have different paces, and well, things change as time passes. Things change, and our beliefs change as well. Then the second stage in my career, which would be the following 10 years, let's say, so from around 2003, 2004 up to 8 to 10 years, let's say. That was the moment in my career I started moving towards business English and professional English. And then I kind of gave up teaching in language schools, and I moved on and I started working in companies that offered in-company training. So I used to go to the place, to the company or to the factory, and then we had either individual classes there, like one-on-one, or sometimes it was like small groups. Yeah? And when I say small groups, I mean up to 6, depending on the case, or 8 students at most. Yeah, I remember one of the experiences I had. The maximum number of students per group was 6. And so in this case, it was different. So I was not dealing with cassette tapes or VHS tapes anymore, but this time I was dealing with CDs, which are still around if you think about it. But nowadays, I prefer to convert the CDs as soon as I get hold of them. I convert them into MP3 files so that I don't scratch the CD or damage the CD somehow and lose the content. Anyway, the second stage was, so in terms of technology, I had to deal with CDs, but then later on in the moving, advancing in this, in the same stage, I had the MP3s and the online videos, because YouTube became popular, I think, around 2005 or 6 or 7. And in this stage, then I was more dedicated to dealing with professional English, and then, I mean, basically business English and the English you have to use when you are when you go abroad and you're visiting a company or something like that. And then in the third stage is completely different, because I'm still going through the third stage. The last, let's say, 5 to 7 years in my career, that's when I opened my own company, which is called Follow English. That's why the Follow English podcast. And I started to think in a different ways, because I didn't have the pressure anymore of covering the contents, because there is the test they have to sit at the end of the term and stuff like that. So I started experimenting with different ways of teaching, and I started teaching more, let's say, customized classes. Nowadays, I use textbooks, but I don't use one textbook with one student. Yeah, sometimes, well, some students still prefer that more conventional format, where you adopt a textbook and then you follow the textbook and then you do a little test at the end to check whether they have learned or not. But most of my students basically have very customized lessons, and sometimes I do a lot of what I call recycling. So I teach one class on Monday, let's say, and then I can adapt the materials here. I can make it a little bit more challenging and use it with advanced students, or the opposite, or make it easier and use with intermediate or students, or even students who are in the basic levels. And that's it. That's how my career advanced. Now I'm completing 25 years of EFL teaching. That's quite it's quite a number of years, I would say. And another thing I would like to briefly mention here before I finish, I wanted to do 10 minutes and I'm getting there, is about blogging and podcasting. So I did a lot of blogging from 2005 to 2015. And then because I don't have much time left nowadays, besides all the classes I have two kids at home, so it's not easy. And then from 2009 until today, I have this podcast. I started in 2009 with a different podcast, and then the Follow English podcast actually started in 2014. And as it's a much more spontaneous and improvised business, I mean, it's not like doing blogging, because then you have to sit down and think about what you're going to write, and it's more complicated. I think it's going to survive, let's say. It's going to go on for longer than the 10 years of blogging because of that. It's just a matter of sitting down and thinking about something to talk about, and then switching on the mic and, okay, let's do it. So this is it for today. Today, then, I talked about the three stages of my career. I would like to remind you that you can visit the webpage for this podcast in case you want to listen to any other episodes. The web page is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever podcast or podcatcher that you might be using to reach me. Just click the subscribe button. And, well, I'll see you next time then. Yes, you can keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any comments or suggestions. You can also leave a comment on the webpage. And I'll see you next time. Bye.